Welcome to the Morning by Morning podcast, where we discuss faith, relationships, and life advice. Grab a cup of coffee or your favorite cozy drink and start the day with us.
Good morning and welcome back to the podcast. Are you going to say anything?
Oh, hi everyone.
Micah's with me and we are recording another podcast from her room at a state of maybe not the most alertness. Probably better than last time.
Yeah, better than last time for sure.
Last time we had just woken up. Right now we should probably be going to sleep, but we're like, let's just see what happens here.
See what happens. It's going to be great.
So welcome back. Good morning. For us, it's nighttime. What are you grateful for today, Micah? She has food poisoning, so she's not grateful for anything right now.
Food poisoning. Fabiola's gratitude is not my gratitude. So this week I finished up a group through my church. And so I'm not grateful that it's over because it's sad, but I'm grateful that I got to be a part of it and made a lot of great friends through it.
I kind of forgot it was over this week.
You know, we're still all going to hang out, but it's like all the requirements are over. So it's sad.
It is sad.
What are you grateful for?
Well, let me tell you. I am grateful for going out to dinner with Micah. Doesn't feel very well, but we went to dinner and I thought it was great.
And it tasted good.
Also with my mom and our cousin Peyton, we did a little book club. We all read the same book.
Sorry, Olivia, if you're listening.
We all read this the same book over the last, what, like a month maybe?
At least, if not longer.
I'm just going to say what it is. No one's even going to, they're going to be like, what is that? It's called A Voice in the Wind by Francine Rivers. Anyway, we all read it. We knew basically nothing about it. Okay, actually, hold on. Here's what happened is we read Redeeming Love, like, what, 10 years ago?
At least, yeah.
At least 10 years ago, we read her book, Redeeming Love. If you don't know about it, we don't have to share the controversial opinions, whatever. But if you don't know about it, they made a movie earlier this year. So we went to go see the movie and we're like, oh, we kind of forgot. Like, we really liked the Redeeming Love book. Let's see what else there is. And so we didn't realize this book we read was like 30 years old, right?
Yeah. Ish. I think something like that.
Close to 30 years old. Anyways, I guess we don't have to get into it, but we all read it and we had a little celebration with some pasta. And Mike is now upset about it. But we had a good time.
It was a good time.
We laughed until we cried. And we stayed there a couple hours. And it was really good.
So it was a good time.
I am grateful for that. And yeah, it's been a good day. Oh, also, we should let you know that once again, we are with Micah's cat. Her cat's name is Nairobi. And I'm not a fan. She's currently in the closet making noise, but we're not allowed to lock her out of the room because she will sit and whine and knock at the door like a human. So
she wants to be a part of it.
Anyways, yeah, she wants to be on the podcast. If you hear annoying noises, it's Micah's cat. Anyways, okay, so a long time ago, we tried to record an episode about traveling.
2 months ago.
That seems like a long time ago.
It was 2 months ago.
Okay.
It was February.
So 2 months ago, we were on a little road trip and we're like, let's record a podcast about travel because we just have had some fun trips together and we thought we could offer some like tips and say what were some fun places and stuff like that. But we tried to record it in the car, which was a big mistake.
We had really good.
We had good thoughts.
Yeah.
But the sound quality was terrible.
So we're going for round two.
So we're going to try again and hopefully we remember some of the good thoughts we had.
Yeah. Or like the good like questions we asked ourselves because.
Oh man, that we should have.
It's been a while.
Yeah. And also we're sitting here. We did not write it down. So let's just chat about travel and we'll hope that something is helpful. Olivia and I did do an episode about like vacations a while back, but we didn't talk about specific places. Yeah. Here's what I remember. I think we asked favorite place you've been in the U.S., outside of the U.S.
Boom. Like, let's start there.
Okay. Stopping. Okay. all right. Go ahead.
Let's see. Favorite place outside of the U.S. It's so hard. I actually had this conversation today with someone who is about to go to Peru. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm going to say that's the most beautiful country mm-hmm. I've been to. I don't know if I could say favorite place because there's just so many great memories But that I'll say that's the most beautiful country I've been to is Peru. Inside the U.S.
This is so hard, actually.
It is.
Because we've done such different experiences where it's like, I'm like, do I want to say prettiest? Do I want to say most adventurous? Like, most memorable? Yeah. I don't care. I'm going to say more than one. Come at me. Whatever.
Come at me. Yeah, in the U.S., I would say if we're going for, like, beautiful, we did, like, the Grand Canyon.
Yes.
And that was...
And we hiked it.
We hiked, and that was a lot of pain and tears because
it was great.
I'm like an old lady.
This is just like dinner.
And
it is. Upset and I loved it.
No, it was a beautiful trip. We got to see a lot of cool things. And but yeah, my body is not meant to hike or
eight
walk
miles
on
in 24 hours. Wasn't it?
No,
miles?
It was longer that
was
we
it 8 miles one way.
It was like a total of like 20 something miles in like 24
okay,
hours.
Okay, I want to tell them what it was.
Okay.
Okay, so we, like she said, we're at the Grand Canyon, but there's a specific part. I think at this point we're in the Arizona part of it. And, right? Arizona?
Something like that. Or Colorado? I don't know. We went to a few states.
I may not be pronouncing this correctly, but there was the Havasupai Reservation.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hike from the top of the canyon, like you have to go all the way down. And I want to say it was one way, 8 miles. And you can either take a helicopter onto the reservation, you can pay to ride a mule, or you can hike. Like that is it. There's no car path to get in there.
And with the Grand Canyon, there's just a lot of rocks and it's all uneven ground. And that was
adventurous and
my
fun.
Problem.
okay, but what was interesting was, so we found out about this waterfall, and I think by the time we found out about it, it was really close to the trip, or I don't know, like something happened where at the time we booked it, they literally had one night available, I think.
No, I think that was, we had too many other things planned.
We just chose one
and
night.
We're like, hey, let's do this in one night, and it's recommended you spend a week. So you can like
pace yourself.
Because
there's multiple waterfalls. There's like other stuff you can do. But I think we just tacked it on at the end of a longer trip. And so we're like, oh, yeah, we'll just hike down, stay the night, hike back out, which meant literally
it was less
all
than 24
we did
hours.
Was hike like the whole day in. I remember getting there in time to like eat dinner and basically go to bed.
I mean, and we also, because we were so tired, went to bed
early.
At like maybe 7 p.m. Like, we were all in bed.
We literally hiked the entire day in the sun. And actually, once we got to the reservation, then to see, like, some of the waterfalls, you had to go another couple of miles. So,
yeah.
It was wild. And I had, like, a terrible – people who know how to backpack and stuff are, like, would probably be, like, okay, you just made poor choices. But, like, I was wearing, like, a normal school backpack that is, like, just pulls your shoulders and
– I think I had, like, a drawstring.
I think you did. And we, like, put tons of water and heavy – like, it's just digging into your shoulders. And
terrible.
I'm positive I was not wearing quality shoes. Like, but, okay, so our brother – my brother and I were both trying to get to the top again in less than 24 hours. And so we were like going so fast.
Mm-hmm.
So every once in a while we're like, should we like stop and wait and see if they catch up? There's the cat.
And
we didn't. We were like, let's do it. Let's get up in 24 hours. And
I was like, okay, my dad was trying to coach me because I was in so much pain. Like, all right, let's just take 10 steps and stop. It, like there was a knife in my hip and my knees were just, it was a rough trip. It was beautiful.
It was fun.
So
I would do it again.
It was very memorable. We'll go with that.
Okay. So since I really loved that trip, but you already said it, so I get to just pick something else.
even though you shared more about it.
Well, I wanted them to be able to see the Havasupai waterfall. Highly recommend. It's gorgeous. Look it up on Google,
yes,
and you'll be tempted to do the crazy hike.
Go for a helicopter. It's not that expensive.
Okay, so since you said that one, I think the other like bigger one I just think of was New York,
mm-hmm.
because we grew up doing a lot of like smaller road trips. Like we would do we'd go to lakes or we'd go camping or something
mm-hmm.
that was not so far of a drive. And we would just go for a few days and hang out and do like outdoorsy things. So we grew up doing that a lot. So the ones that stand out were like the ones that were
the
further and like very different from our normal terrain, I guess. Well, okay. I also love the beach. But anyways, we're talking about New York. So the reason we went is when we graduated college, each of us got to pick somewhere to go. And so that's funny. You picked Grand Canyon. That was technically my choice of a trip. And Micah's trip was New York and whatever. So I really enjoyed that because I felt like it's just so different. Mm-hmm. And I agree with what a lot of people that I've heard say about New York. Like, they wouldn't necessarily want to live there long term, but like to visit is really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, some people love living there, obviously. It's a lot of people. But personally, I think, you know, it's a little too busy mm-hmm. and like crowded and stuff very fast paced, but I really liked it for a trip. So I just enjoyed trying different foods, like walking everywhere. Mm-hmm. We were able to like obviously sightsee and do the Statue of Liberty, the 9/11 Memorial mm-hmm. and the Brooklyn Bridge. And so we did like all the, you know, very stereotypical touristy things, but I really liked it because all of that was new to me. And then just like fun food, like we did some food truck type things, mm-hmm. like that waffles and ice cream place.
Oh, that was so good.
Was very good. Sorry, we won't have real recommendations because I'm not going to remember the names of these places. But
it was a truck.
To this like festival that had all these food trucks from different cultures. There was this cool festival happening that was like food trucks from different cultures that we got to go around and like we all just would pick different things and everyone try them. And we got pizza, even just like getting pizza. I like New York style pizza, but I just liked that. And we kind of just picked one thing to do a day for the most part and then just would chill and mm-hmm. like wander around. We went to a church in New York. I don't remember what it was called, but I remember like that experience was just kind of cool. Like a different, I don't remember the name of it. I remember we could like look outside of our hotel and see it though. And we're like, mm-hmm. oh, we're going to be here on a Sunday. Like, why don't we go? So we just went. Anyway, so I think also because those two trips were back-to-back years
mm-hmm.
and they were so different, like they both really stood out because one was completely like outdoor and nature and the other one's like fast-paced city, see all the sights. And anyway, so obviously those are the biggest trips probably like of mm-hmm. our growing up, and so they stand out the most. So, but I wouldn't say necessarily like, oh, I had more fun than when we would like go on a lake trip or camping or something.
I mean, to Florida.
We went to Florida a couple times and that was very fun as well. Okay, let's answer that while we're like, if you have to pick like beach.
Oh, mountains. Or 100%.
Mike is a mountain. I'm a beach person, I think.
I mean, I enjoy the beach, but like I never want to swim in the ocean. Like mm-hmm. I'm not about that life. And so like, yeah, the ocean's beautiful, beach cool. But if I'm going to like enjoy myself, I want to be in the mountains. I just think it's so much more beautiful, and like I don't know, I've been able to like live in the mountains for a bit mm-hmm. and like that's just, I feel like I can experience God so much more like away from
the
noise. It's just peaceful. Not that the ocean is
the ocean
peaceful,
has a peaceful noise,
but the ocean has a lot
people
of
listen
crazy,
to it on
scary
purpose
dangers that I don't want to be around. So
it's
mountains.
True. I think the last time we were at the ocean together, I think I got stung by a teensy jellyfish. Yeah. And that makes me want to stay out. But
so, and like most of my favorite places have mountains.
That's
like
fair.
Trips I've been on. So
have you been to Colorado?
Yeah, we went as a family.
Oh, on the same trip. Yeah. Okay, sorry. I like when I think of that, I don't think specifically mountains because we did like the sand dunes and that's what like sticks in my mind. So I got to go camping in Colorado with some friends 3-4 years ago, and that was really cool too. Mm-hmm. And like very cheap, obviously, because we were camping, but that was really nice because it was summer, but it was nice temperatures because you're up higher, and that was really pretty views, obviously, too. And it was fun because like especially I feel like when you're an adult and you don't see your friends as often, like it's not like you're going to school and you see them every day. Like literally we did not need a bunch of entertainment. We're like, should we like find stuff to do? And we were like, we could like hike and talk, or like sit around and eat and talk, and like that's good. Like we're happy, like have a fire. And so I mean obviously we did like a little bit of like wandering around and shopping and stuff, but it went quick. So
what about you? You didn't answer. Did you say you're more beach person?
Oh yeah, I'm saying beach. Like if I know I'm like I get one trip in a long amount of time, like if I just had to pick, I'd probably pick a beach. I just think it's relaxing. Mm-hmm. I don't need, if I go somewhere new, obviously I want to sightsee and I want to see the stuff that like, you know, if you're like, oh, if you're in this place, you have to see whatever thing. But if I'm just trying to get away and chill and feel at peace, like I'd for sure if I get one trip, a beach.
Mm.
If I go to a beach a couple times, then maybe I want to change it up. But
switch it up a bit.
Yeah.
What's your favorite beach you've been to?
Hmm. Honestly, probably Destin. I mean, I feel like
not in Bali.
That's a pretty.
Any beach?
No,
in the world.
Honestly, no. Okay, so, I feel like saying that I've been to Bali sounds very like spoiled brat. I don't know. It just does to me. But like when people talk about it, I'm like, oh. No, but anyways, so I did get to go to Bali, but I will say I feel like I think that while we were there. And it was like maybe a week or maybe even less than a week. The places we stayed, like the actual, it wasn't a resort, just I guess like a hotel type place. Mm-hmm. They had pools and stuff. And that was honestly nicer than the beach we went to. The beach we went to, I don't know what it was called.
Is also least favorite beach.
I am positive that we just like, you know, I was going with the flow. I did not help plan. I was just like, what are we doing? Okay, I'm showing up. Like, and so I can't complain about like, because I didn't know what was in Bali. But like, I've seen people's videos and pictures of Bali and I'm like, I think we went to the wrong beach. Like, or maybe it was just a like seasonal. I don't know. But it was the beach we went to had trash like everywhere. So I'm not saying it wasn't like pretty, but I was like, I'm just not used to that. Yeah. And again, we might have gone to like different area that was not the more like popular. So I don't even know. But no, I loved Bali. But like when I think of it, I don't think of being at the beach. Like I think of these like really pretty like pools. This one we had like a pool within our little like, I don't know what you call it. Like
little resort.
Yeah, I don't know. And like that was so relaxing and fun and stuff. And I think more of like that type of part of it, and like we did a cooking class and like little tour thing, like that kind of stuff. But honestly, my favorite beach probably that I've been to is in Destin. Yeah. And I actually was talking to mom today and I was like, I think I want to see if Andrew wants to do a bigger like beach trip, like maybe try to do Hawaii for our fifth anniversary. Yes. Which isn't for a couple of years, but I'm like, if I start, you know, we start like working on it now,
it'll happen,
because that's not something that's just gonna like happen short, like if it's a short-term plan. But anyways, so I feel like everyone who's ever gone to Hawaii, they're like, it's my favorite place I've ever been. So I'm like, okay.
We've got to put it on the list.
We probably need to go at some point. But anyways, I've never been. Yeah, favorite beach. That was very long-winded, but probably Destin, honestly. Okay, favorite place outside the U.S. This is still hard, too, because again, I'm like, do I want to pick one for
like beauty. We'll stick with that because that's
beauty.
Easier.
Micah has for sure been to more countries than I have, but even like the ones I've been to, I'm like, they're just so different that I'm like, it's hard to compare.
Yeah, because they're different experiences
it's
in each
hard
one.
To compare.
Such different cultures and stuff.
Okay, beautiful, probably Thailand.
Mm.
It was just a completely different like vibe than anywhere else I've ever been. Like, just everything was so like relaxed and like slower paced and tropical, and it was very humid. But I was thinking we went from Bali to Thailand. Bali was extra humid. By the time we got to Thailand, it was a little bit better. But I really like Thailand, and I probably again was maybe in like a touristy area, but it was just nice, like delicious food. Everything was green and like just, I don't know, colorful, and there were like all these like old temples and stuff, and I don't know, it was just very different than anywhere I've ever been.
Yeah,
so I think it kind of stands out. So
you said delicious food, now I'm thinking, all right,
of pad thai.
Well, I love pad thai, but I was thinking like, all right, favorite place to eat a different country.
I
know we've had this conversation before, like, you know, you've traveled if you have a favorite restaurant in a different
okay
country.
Here's what I need to say really quick. I'm not even answering Thailand specifically about the food question, but I wanted to say I have tried curry and like curry dishes multiple times, like in the U.S. I have not liked them. The one time in my life I liked curry was in Thailand, and I was like, did I really like it, or
here made by an American?
I've had it at a Thai restaurant.
Okay.
In the States, and it was not, I did not like it. And did I have it in India? I don't know. I've had it a couple of places.
I've made a curry before, and I thought it was really good.
But in Thailand, it was good. I remember what it was called. It was called Lemongrass.
Lemongrass.
Was the restaurant title.
Oh, okay. I was going to say,
no,
I don't
not
know if
the
I
flavor.
Eat something called Lemongrass.
No. So I remember that. Pad Thai is so good. Okay, but actually, like, food I probably would have to say China because there's such a diverse like options where you like dumplings are so good. I loved like some of the like spicy vegetables and rice and like I don't know. I can like think of specific foods. I'm just like, ooh, if I could have that right now, but like no Chinese restaurant in the States that I've had is going to be obviously same, like exactly. Although I've not been to like a Chinatown in the US. Ooh, that's probably a whole different ballgame when it comes to like food, because that's gonna be more authentic than like places that we have. So as far as food, probably China.
Oh well, my food. I thought you said like no, I didn't say.
Sorry, I'm just trying to move on.
You're skipping me, but there's a few places in Honduras that I'm just like, ooh, I would love to go back. So shout out Casey if you're listening. Candeals and Gracias, best pizza ever. So good.
Better you than ate Italy? There. Did I have pizza there though?
It was only a pizza place. Yeah.
Oh, I remember. Is that where we ate with Casey and Rachel?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember it being good.
It was wonderful. And then also, there was a place that was where, like, closer to wherever I lived, Las Fuentes. And you didn't like the belladas.
No, but I did not.
They had delicious belladas and this chocolate cake and coffee. And I could go there right now. We don't want to hear your negativity.
No, I was going to say something positive about Honduras. Okay. It wasn't going to be about the food. You're right. Honduras for me would go on like one of my more adventurous countries I've been to because of our crazy traveling to get to where we were going. Like
the we took bus, so many modes of transportation.
The little tiny so taxi. Like I've never been. I don't know. It was an adventure, and I think also, like. I think maybe the culture shock. I don't know. Like being able to like see things as the cat's over here. So being able to like sightsee almost kind of as we were just driving down the road for hours on like a packed bus. Like so hot and sweaty and crowded. Love like that it. Was adventurous. I got to go to Honduras with Micah for like a week-ish, so wasn't it?
Yeah.
About. Cat, please do not chew on my cords or sit on my computer.
She's not bothering you.
Didn't we, like, the first time talk about, like, stressful or mishaps or something?
I think we, yeah.
But now I'm not going to remember.
I'm trying to remember. I don't think I said but I can.
Oh. I got, go ahead.
Okay.
I don't even know if we're ready for this. I just remembered that. I don't know if we want to say anything else first, but.
I don't know. We can always circle back. It's fine.
Yeah, we'll circle back around.
I would say one mishap. Was so me and my cousin, we did a Europe trip and there's a few for this story, but I'm just thinking of just trying like the travel time.
I don't know if Sarah listens, but hey Sarah.
Hey Sarah. So we were gonna do England, Scotland, and France. And so like when we originally bought our tickets, we bought tickets for like to fly into London. And then we were going to catch another flight later on to Paris because that was kind of like a last minute thing. Not really last minute, but decided later on. And so like they were separate bookings and everything. And so we had a connecting flight in the States and that got canceled. And so we ended up having to sleep in the airport and like they didn't give us like – sometimes they like will give you a hotel or like something, but they're like, oh, they're all full in the area. There's
every
no,
it was like in Detroit.
There's
full.
No way that everything's full. And there's so by that time it was super late. Hotel. And so everything was closed except for McDonald's. And if you know me, I hate McDonald's.
Michael will not touch a McDonald's food.
I can't do it.
Regardless of how desperate she is.
And so that was the only thing the airline was like, oh, well, we can get everyone a sandwich. And here's this tiny pillow and this blanket that can cover a toe.
No.
Good luck. We'll see you at like 7 in the morning.
Did they let you sleep on the floor?
Yeah. We slept on the floor. And so, like,
because some places won't let you do that.
Well, there was no one else because there's no other flights going out.
We need to tell them about our bus station.
Oh, yeah. We can do that too. But yeah, so we had to sleep on the floor. And so then you're like, oh, I have to make sure, like, no one swipes my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then also it's a cold floor with the tiniest blanket ever.
Ew.
And yeah, so that was eventful. We ended up getting to still go to Paris, but we tacked it on to the end of our trip, switched some things around. But yeah, that was fun. But yeah.
Okay, let's just, this was.
You go for it.
Okay, this was also related to the Honduras trip, but it was within the States as a leg of this journey. And
it was on, yeah, when we were coming home.
Yes. And so we're trying to get home. We've already done all the transportations possible, basically. Did we get on a boat once? We didn't get on a boat. We did about everything else, probably.
No, I don't think we got a boat.
Anyways, so we're, like, on the last leg of our journey. We're like, okay, we've got this little bus ride for a few hours. It'll be okay. Like, it'll be chill. We've navigated all this other stuff. Like, this is simple. And so we get to the bus station. We're like, you know, it's getting closer and closer to the time the bus is supposed to leave. And then finally they, like, come over the loudspeaker and they're like, oh, this bus is going to be delayed. I don't even know if they said by how much. I think they just said, like, delayed. And if you want to change your ticket, come up or yeah. whatever.
And just so you know, we, like, the bus was supposed to leave at, like, maybe midnight, I think.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly. Around that.
So
that's so, important. Yeah. So we're like, oh gosh, all right, well, it's just delayed, like, let's just hang out for a bit and see what happens. And so we, like, stay in line. Literally, we were standing up in line, like, where you would stand to board. Oh, the cat is eating my computer.
That's fine.
Anyways, I'm stressed. So then they announced again something about, like, a longer delay, and then basically, you know, it's not happening. Like, the driver's not or, like, they said something, like, something was wrong with the bus, or the driver was...
Yeah, there was something wrong with the bus.
They made it sound like... Yeah, I'm like, there are no other buses?
But then, yeah, it got to the point where the driver had been driving too long, and so he had to take so much time
like,
off.
Like, I'm confused. This is, like, a major bus company, and there's no other buses.
We'll say like Greyhound. I don't like you. Please do not sponsor this podcast. We will send you back.
Oh my gosh. So, okay. And I do acknowledge, like, that stuff is kind of out of their control, but it blew my mind though, that I'm like, there's no, like, backup plan. Anyways. Yeah. Okay. So we finally give up. We're like, it's not happening. What's our plan? And they're like, there might be another bus at what, like 6 or 5 a.m. or something.
Yeah, I think like around 5 and or
something. So we're like, cool. Should we try to, like, find a last minute, like, train, or I don't know what we were gonna try to do.
Yeah,
like,
no way to get a train until like 7 a.m.
So we're like, should we try to find a backup plan or just wait for this dumb bus at like 5 in the morning? So we're like, all right, let's settle in. Like, we've already been on this long journey and we're tired and whatever. And so we're sitting on these hard chairs, and these people who, you know, are gonna be forced to sleep in the train station, not because they're choosing to for fun, like, literally, you didn't give us a bus to get on that we paid for. And so they were getting yelled at for laying on the floor, this nasty floor of the bus station. Gross. I'm like, if people want to lay on that, let them do it. Like, I'm sure there's rules. I know. I'm not trying to be whatever. But this is my state of mind. Like, I was so crabby. And they wouldn't let us, like, lay across a chair.
No, it was like, you get one chair, put your stuff on the ground.
Chair. Yeah, we could not put our bags on the chair next to us.
Even though the floor was, like, trash.
Disgusting. So I was in the worst mood for hours. Like, I was like,
we were
and you
waiting.
Can't sleep. Like, you can't sleep sitting straight up in a hard chair. So then after a long, like, 5 hours in the bus station of being uncomfortable. And you know how you just feel dirty after, like, flying? Like, I was already like, I just need to, like, get home, take a shower, eat some normal food, lay down horizontally. Like, I'm ready for all that. And then the bus finally gets here, and everyone's so relieved. I'm sure there were other things,
like,
throughout the night. But
6 hours after we were supposed to originally leave. We should have been home by the time
we should have been home by the time
bus.
This bus pulls up. So they're like, okay, you can finally get on the bus. And we're pumped. We're like, all right, maybe we can sleep on this bus. We step onto this bus, and it is like the inside of a refrigerator. Like, what temperature do you think it was?
It was
like 50 degrees.
Yeah.
Or
I was
something.
Say 40s, 50s.
It was absolutely freezing. And this is in the summertime, so I don't know what the deal is. So we're getting onto this absolutely freezing bus, and someone finally asked the driver something about it, because we're all like sitting there waiting to get going and hopefully get some heat on or turn off the air. Wasn't it like July? No, it was June.
It was June.
And so the bus driver gets on the little microphone over the little speaker and goes, "Yeah, sorry about the temperature, guys. I hope the day will warm up." Like, they're doing nothing to give us, like, relief. And we're like, cool. So we can finally kind of lay down. Like, there was a few enough people that we could stretch out. But it's, like, absolutely freezing. So that was a good time. So we were pretty crabby by the time we got into our hometown. And then, surprise, when we get there, there's, like, all these parades and fun stuff going on, so all these roads are blocked, and we still were like, there's just delay upon delay. This man is like, is anyone from here? Does anyone know how I can get to the bus station? We're like, what? Please just take us home. And so all these roads are blocked, and so eventually someone's like, can I just get out? And so then we just got off too, like, and we called my parents, like, hey, here's where we are, actually, can you come get us, because we can't get to the bus station. And they took us out to breakfast, and all was well again. But
yes, well, actually, it was our dad's birthday, so they took us, but we took them. In a
we were trying to take him out to breakfast. It just didn't go as planned,
because we were supposed to get in around like maybe 6 or 7 in the morning. And we're like, oh, how perfect. We can have breakfast with him. And we didn't get there. I mean, what? It was probably close to noon.
Yeah, that's
or
what I was
one or
say.
Something. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Okay. Definitely I have a different mishap.
Okay, go.
It's not even a long story. This is like people talk about like rushing to their planes and stuff. And I haven't had a lot of those, but I was just going to say one of my like longer international flights that I've been on, I remember that we had a connecting flight, and the our first flight got delayed, and so it was late getting in. And so we landed in this airport that was massive, that none of us had ever been to before, and our gate was like, we were going to be late. Our gate was like across the airport, like you had to go through all these different like connecting like hallways and all whatever. We're like literally sprinting through the airport with our backpacks flapping against our backs. We're like sweating, out of breath, asking random people where to go, and then we start hearing our names being announced over the loudspeaker. So clearly we were getting close enough that like it was, you know, and we're like, oh no, like they were calling our names basically like, last call, are you getting on this flight? And then calling us out. And we, like, ran up there. It was a walk of shame. And we were not in the States. And so we were like, ooh, like, we're running up here with our little U.S. passports. Like, sorry to inconvenience everyone. Like, literally, when we walked on the plane, people were just, like, looking like, why? Why'd you hold up my flight? So that was, like, the most stressed I have been as far as like a travel. I mean, different, a lot of things in travel I feel like are stressful, and like things just change and you have to go with the flow. But that was the time that I was like, oh no, like I don't like inconveniencing people. And
that's
rough.
I'm trying to think of a stressful like travel thing, but now I'm just like, I want to travel. I know. Nothing's stressful.
No, I do think things are stressful. That's because you're more laid back than, or I don't even know if it's laid back. I think it's like you're less dramatic maybe, or I don't know. I'm kind of like a worst case scenario thinker, and you're not. You're kind of like a more solutions oriented person. Yeah, and I'm like, oh no, it's all a wreck.
The worst has come.
So
but, yeah. I had another question in my head and then it disappeared.
Mishaps, we did favorite places.
Well, this kind of goes along with favorite places, but like if you could recommend, say like three places to go. It could be in the U.S., outside of the U.S.
Oh, boy.
Recommend three places and why. Go.
Okay.
Or we could do, like, you say one.
Maybe because this is fresh in my mind, but we got to go to Italy last year. Maybe it's just because it's fresh in my mind. Because I feel like, again, everything's so different that it's hard to compare anything. But I thought as far as, like, tourism and, like, actual things to see and do, and, like, there was a lot. And obviously we could have filled more time and, you know, But we obviously got to like see the Colosseum, and we did like a cooking class. We went to the Vatican, and we got to do a lot of really cool things that, you know, are very unique to there. I feel like if you're just like, I want mountains, I want a beach, like you can go tons of places. But like, I felt like that was cool for more of like historical things. Oh yes, we got to hike Vesuvius and do a tour of Pompeii. That was cool because that's like the oldest, I mean, for me personally, like that I guess I've been to the Great Wall of China, and I could be wrong. That might be older. I don't know. Oh gosh, I need to be more educated. I do apologize if this is false information, but
it's old. It was destroyed
in 79 AD. Literally, Pompeii, like, we got to walk around things that were literally underground because of the volcano, and that they have dug up, and we got to see like original roads and like little stalls and home. I mean, obviously they're like ruins. But that was very cool. And okay, so we are like budget friendly travel people, always. I wouldn't say always. Micah is always. I am like, for the most part, I will splurge on some stuff, but like there's sometimes that I want to see something that I'm like, I don't really want to pay someone to walk me around, but that kind of stuff.
Oh, it was worth it.
I loved that someone knew the history and could like say here, like point to specific things and say, here's what it is. And you don't have to just like wander around reading signs and try to figure it out, or like literally be Googling stuff. Like, I loved having someone just tell us about it, and like it's just cool, like you can picture things, and it's like I've literally grown up reading about stuff like this in history class, and then you get to see it. And even like one of my coworkers who teaches social studies, she's like, oh, that's so cool, like I would love to, like, you know, show my kids pictures, stuff like that. Which I just realized, I'm a rude person, and I don't think I ever hunted them down for her. But
yeah, that is rude.
I know. But anyways, so that was very cool. And I think for that reason, I thought Italy was really exciting, because there's just so much that you're like, wow, I've always heard about this. And then you see it in real life. Yeah. And oh, speaking of which, sorry to bring this back up. That's relatable to probably zero people. But so the book that we read... A Voice in the Wind takes place in Rome, and so I was telling
shout out Francine River.
Hey Francine,
I know you listen.
I actually listened to a podcast with Francine Rivers. Oh, was it Annie F. Jones?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Was she on there? Okay,
I listened to that one.
I did enjoy that. So that I heard that before I even read this book. So, anyways, I'm sorry. I don't know what's happening to my voice.
Puberty.
So because it takes place in Rome, like first century type of. Isn't it first century timeline?
Yeah.
When, okay, the book's happening. And so I was like, I wish I would have read this. I realize it's like historical fiction, but I wish I would have read that before we went, because it was like, I don't know, the stuff I know now.
Yeah.
From the book, even if I know she's adding her own ideas and stuff, but like some of the cultural things, I'm like, I kind of wish I would have had that in mind as I was walking around and like able to picture what was going on. But
I don't know if I would want to picture all that.
Well, okay, not everything, but even, okay, we thought it was funny because my mom went with us on the trip. It was like a mother and daughter's thing, little girl's trip.
Little girl.
I guess not little. It was the not biggest trip girl. We've done. I have to cut it out. Anyways,
fine, people
so
love it.
Mom realized she actually had brought one of the books from that series on the trip, but she ended up reading something else, and she's like, oh, I could have read that while we were there, literally as the Colosseum on the cover.
Book, so
yeah,
no.
Anyways, I guess no one else cares about that, but here we are. This is what happens when we're tired and recording. But I would recommend that. That was a very long answer to three places we would recommend.
But you just have one, so.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say the same thing because you've already recommended
it. The pizza
it,
was so good. We ate pizza every single night.
We did. Except, I think there were, no.
I think
I was gonna say
every
there was one night
day
we
were
did,
in
but I'm
Italy.
Sure we did. Yeah.
We ate pizza.
Yeah, whenever we were in Greece, then we.
Then we took a little pause, and then as soon as we got back to Italy, we had one more night for our flight back to the US, and we had to like get a COVID test and stuff before it in Rome. And we were like, we're going to have pizza one more night.
I think we need it. But I already said that Peru was one of the most beautiful countries, but I'm going to use that as one of my recommendations because, yeah, it's so beautiful and everyone needs to see it. The mountains are just super unique. Me and a friend went there for a week, and there was a lot more to explore than we did, but we went to Machu Picchu and
hiked that. I would definitely say train before doing that because that's a lot of work. But yeah, really cool history there. And then also we did another hike for Rainbow Mountain. If you've never heard of it, look it up. Google some pictures. Super pretty. That hike also, if you just practice not breathing and walking, you'll do great.
That does not sound healthy.
No, I'm pretty sure I lost some, like I had permanent brain damage from that. Oh, because my. The elevation, like on that hike, was like 17,000. And your brain's not supposed to function like that. So
do people live up there permanently?
No, one like lives up there. They just like,
but there's probably people who hikes. Literally their job is they do that every day. So yeah. They're spending a lot of time.
So they must just, I don't know. They don't need enough, like adapt. As much oxygen, I guess. But yeah, so super beautiful. We also did like a chocolate making class and some other stuff that my brain can't remember, but yeah, highly recommend Peru.
Okay, I also wanted to say, this is not a place, but I wanted to say, even though we're well into this, and maybe this is better as a disclaimer in the beginning, but I wanted to say, like, I feel like we're just sitting here listing all these things, like, and then I went here, like, these were, like, spread out over several years, and I will say that, again, like, Micah is better at me than this, but, like, we were able to find good deals on a lot of this stuff and do it, like, cheaply. Like, I feel like travel is, at least to me, like, it is daunting, and a lot of the process to me is stressful. Micah's like thriving, but
if you want me to plan you a trip, take me along.
So anyways, but I was just gonna say, like, it sounds like, oh, and then the next day we went to Rome, and the next day I was in Peru. Just
flew,
but like
here.
This is like over several years, obviously, but I think that it is doable. Like, if you're, like, thinking, 100%. Like, I want to go, like, if you have a dream place or, like,
make it happen.
You can make it happen. And you, like, save what you can and, you know, find people to split it with.
We can do tips, too, at the end.
Like, okay, sure. That's true. Maybe I should have saved this. But I just was thinking as you were talking, I was like, it sounds like we've been, like, you know, but.
Look at us.
Yeah, it's, I know, I feel weird recording this. Like, and then I went.
Basically, we just want to encourage you guys to travel.
We want to encourage you. We are not we are not wealthy people.
Oh, no. 0%.
Within the U.S., we're like middle class people.
Low middle class
right?
over here.
And honestly, I just feel like it's like a priority thing.
I don't even know if I claim middle class.
You are. I think it's just a priorities thing where it's like if it's something that you're dreaming of doing or you've always wanted to go somewhere, it's like you can make it happen. And like, I know, again, people are in different financial states and all that stuff, but it's like you can save what you can and it might take longer. But like I was saying, I was like, oh, I'd love to go to Hawaii in a couple of years. Mm-hmm. Like, you gotta, you know, plan ahead for stuff like that. Yeah. And, you know, slowly put things away. But even if it's just like one big thing, like some of those things, I'm like, this is like a once in a lifetime scenario.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, I guess that's more with tips at the end, but I just wanted to throw that out there. Disclaimer. As we're like, okay, also go to this place. You're like, thousands of dollars.
No.
Okay, so I said Italy, you said Peru. How many are we doing?
We're doing three each. So for those who are more, I guess, scared to travel outside the U.S., go to England. Like,
what?
I'm saying, like, I've had a lot of people, like, whenever I'm like, hey, you need to travel the world, they're like, oh, like, I'm not gonna know the language, the culture.
Oh,
like,
just I thought you were leading like, into something in that you're like, if you don't want to leave the U.S., no. Go to England.
No, I'm saying if you're more like timid or
like if you want a similar culture,
yeah, like,
or like closer than
not closer. I'm saying like if you're wanting like a first country, like, oh, I'm scared to travel,
that's what I'm saying, closer like, to your language and stuff. Yes, I didn't mean closer distance,
yeah, because. Like, you're gonna like
less culture shock potentially.
Yeah.
Okay. This,
you can communicate well. I mean, there are different words, but you can communicate well.
Right.
And there's a lot of cool things in England, like the Harry Potter studio.
One of the people coolest from things. England are like, that's what you know us for.
It's so cool.
Yeah, it probably is. I've never
played. Highly recommend. And you can be a little child, and they give you, like, this fake passport to get all the cool stamps. It's cool. But no, like, also, like, went to Bath, and that was really cool. And Stonehenge, which, I mean, that I don't know if I can necessarily recommend because
there's, I don't feel no the need one, to go to Stonehenge.
No one could tell you like what the history of it. There's just theories and like what you go it? Pay Why to look at rocks. So I'm not going to recommend that necessarily, but I'm just saying there are more things to see. Like in London alone, like there's all the touristy things to see. You get to drink a lot of nice tea and I'm trying to think of some other stuff, but that's, I feel like that's a good thing. Or like Canada, find something like, just don't be afraid to travel.
Canada. Okay.
Okay. There you go. Go.
I literally, that had gone out of my mind that we did that.
Yeah.
I'm like, I think when I didn't organize my thoughts first, I just, it's all over the place.
You were listening. We appreciate it.
Attached to our New York trip. So these were not two separate, like far distances. We went to Niagara Falls. Mm. That was really cool, actually. So I think when I think of that trip, I just primarily think of New York because that was a longer time. Like, we did Niagara Falls for, what, like, two nights or something? Yeah. It was, I think, also because we started in New York, Niagara Falls felt so chill.
Oh, my gosh.
And
yeah.
peaceful clean. And quiet and clean and nature. And it is still touristy for sure. 100%. And I haven't been anywhere else in Canada. I'm sure it's like, they're like, okay, Niagara Falls is still, I'm like, it's so peaceful and out in nature. But first of all, obviously it's beautiful. I think everybody knows that. But it also, we enjoyed like just trying different foods. We got to try Tim poutines. Hortons. We got Tim Hortons. I've heard people call it Timmy Ho's.
I don't like that.
I don't either. So we got to have, yeah, fun foods. And I liked having just like a little more like quaint little experience. And then we got to do that little boat ride into the falls, like on The Office when Jim and Pam get married.
Yeah, we did that, but we didn't get married.
Boat ride, but there was no wedding on our boat.
There was no wedding.
But it was really cool, actually. Oh, and we went up in some really high tower. Do you remember that? Yeah. I don't know what it was called. That was like kind of part of a tour, though. Like the person who took us out on that boat, didn't they like take us there?
No, I think that was
drive us around.
We did have our tour guide, Guy.
I thought Guy took us to that tower. Maybe he didn't.
He may have.
Just recommended it.
No, you're right. He did because he had the tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
So we went up in some tower. Sorry, don't have the name of it.
Shout out, Guy. We appreciate
it. I feel like Niagara Falls was good for just a couple days. I think that was that was good that it was short, but I'm very glad that I went.
Yeah. Nice.
My only Canada experience.
My third one. I've already talked about Honduras, but we're going to shout out Honduras. Feel like when people are traveling around Central America, that's often skipped. And so I say, don't skip it.
Skipping to the cheese.
But you already went, so you can't skip it. But there are, like, if you're wanting more, like, touristy things, like, there's Roatan, which is an island off of Honduras, which is super touristy and like everyone speaks English if you're worried about that, but more like resort like stuff, super beautiful. Or there's another island, Utila, that is more like, I feel like if you're wanting a good scuba diving experience, which I'm not about that life, but a lot of people are, so that's a good one. But also just within Honduras, there's a lot of cool things like Mayan ruins and good pizza places.
If I'm just looking for pizza, I'm not going that far.
I know, that's fine. But I'm just,
if you really want pizza, go to Honduras.
go to Honduras. Visit the city of Gracias and go to Candiles. You won't regret it.
No regrets. Last but not least, I think I'm gonna say, this is really cheating, but I think I'm just gonna say somewhere in Asia.
Why is that cheating?
Because it's a massive
continent. You're saying, okay,
I'm recommending,
like, recommending
Asia.
Make
sure you go to Asia. Like, okay, here's the thing.
Yeah, that's cheating. Pick a country.
I don't care.
Just say China.
Well, I've already used China.
Why?
And I've already said okay, I've been to a few countries in Asia, and I don't know. It's just so different, even like than like Europe or the US or something like that. Or even like, yeah, if you go to Central America, I feel like it's just a bigger to me, a bigger, like, cultural difference and, like, food and language and, like, climate, everything is just very different. And so I just thought that was exciting. And I think it's easy to, like, once you get to Asia, like, it's easy to then be able to, like, take shorter trips and see very, very different cultures and landscapes and stuff, and see, like, tropical and mountains and be, like, all of the above you can find there. And I just really like that I got to spend a little more time there. So then I felt like I could learn more of the culture and the language. And so I think that's why it's, like, more special to me. But I would definitely like to go back to Asia and go to some countries I haven't been to yet. And I got to go to the Great Wall of China. I think I said that. But that was exciting. And yeah, I would recommend that. It's just so, it's so far to get anywhere that you're like, ooh, just go here. Like, it's so easy, but it's like, but I feel like once you get there, that's what, maybe that's what I think of as, like, the stressful parts of travel, like the actual, the in-between, the, like, booking the things and the long flight. Micah thrives. I don't know. I like the experience of being there. And yeah. Anyways, it's speed round of travel tips.
All right.
Wait, I want to say mine first.
Okay, go.
Mine is to make someone else plan it for you. Like Micah. No, but actually, that's just my, I would rather, like, have someone, I'd rather, like, follow someone around and have someone make, like, an agenda for me and all that stuff. Like, I just am not well versed in the, the process. So my travel tip is to either get someone who knows what they're doing, like a travel agent or a really cool sister, or that you, like, go with someone who's been before, or, like, if someone has a connection, like, you know someone that lives there, or, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
I guess it's not always possible, but that's what I like to do.
When it's possible, Yeah, I love the planning. I would say things that have been helpful for me, Skyscanner. I have used that a lot to search for flights. That's super helpful, and you can go, like, super broad. Like, I want to travel anywhere, and it'll tell you, like, here are, like, the cheapest places to travel at which times. And also you can, like, mark flights and see, like, when they go down or when they go up and all that stuff. But I love Skyscanner. And I would also say, I'm trying to think of other travel apps that I use. Get Your Guide.
Didn't you say booking is where you got some tours and stuff?
That's, like, places to stay.
Oh, don't listen to me. See, this is why you hire Micah.
Get Your Guide has a lot of tours. And so most of, like, the activities that I've done in other countries, I've, like, searched for things through that. And, yeah, that's super helpful. I can't think of another, like, app off the top of my head, but I have, like, a little folder on my phone that has different travel apps.
That's how good she is.
And I think, like, just searching, like, unique things, like, if you're going to a different state or going to a country, like, search, like, unique things. So you're not just doing the super touristy things. You're not just
going to, like, the Eiffel Tower.
Yes, do the touristy things, but, like, find the hidden gems, because they're out there and they're cool. And then there'll be less people there too.
Okay, my other tip is not, like, specifically practical, but I was just going to say, like, go with the flow. Things are going to not go as planned all the time. And it's like, you're still just, like, out of your normal routine. You're not at work. You're getting to have quality time with people you love, hopefully. And hopefully it's people you like to travel with. But, like, just enjoying the process and enjoying even those parts of the journey so that, you know, you make the most of it, because you can't help if things are delayed or if something goes wrong or whatever, or you lose your bag. That's also happened to me. I got it back. But
ooh, speaking of that, helpful tip, always carry an extra set of clothes in your carry-on.
Yes.
Like, always.
And, like, a toothbrush. Like, the emergency items you need, 100%. Do not put extra them in your checked bag. Bras. Because you might have to wait for it until, like, 3 a.m.
Yes.
That happened to me. All right. Any more tips from the pro travel master?
I would say if we're doing speed round, those are good.
The main ones.
Yeah.
I think we said last time that when we tried to record this, like, try to learn a couple words of the language of wherever you're going, like, please, is helpful. Thank you. Even if you're like, I don't have time, it's like, where's the bathroom? You can do the emergency phrases. Yeah, the things that are like polite and just to get around. You're making an effort, even if you don't sound correct.
Make an effort. All right, we're gonna wrap it up with.
Let's do like next domestic and next. Is that how people say it? International, domestic, and domestic. I don't know why that didn't sound right.
Or if you want to say national and international.
All right, let's think of one of each. Does Hawaii count as domestic?
I mean,
I feel like it's such a hassle. I know, but it's such an ordeal to get there.
I mean, yeah.
Okay, anyways, fine. Within the states, I would like to go to Hawaii. I think that, like I said, I know several people who have been and they're like, it's the best place I've ever been. And no one ever says they regret going to Hawaii. And like I said, I think I am a beach person overall. And it just looks like amazing beaches and the most relaxing.
The most. Oh, I feel like that's so hard because I feel like, Hawaii's up there on my list. Just there's so much cool history and things to learn there, but
oh, good for you. You're like, I'm gonna learn. I'm like, I'm gonna sit on the beach and have food and drinks and
I think play Alaska in the water. Sounds so cool.
I was thinking Alaska too.
Like, that would be high up. I think those two, just because those are the harder to get to.
I know. So you're like, if I have a dream one, I'm like, I better check that off because I could make something else happen a little easier. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Yeah.
And more expensive.
I'm gonna say two. Those two.
Okay.
So, international, if you need to say two, you can say two, because I have two trips
in mind. Here's the thing. Like, part of me just wants to be able to check off another continent, so I'm like, maybe I should go somewhere in South America, but honestly, I'm not, like, drawn just to anything necessary. I know what you want me to do. I don't, like, have a dream country in South America. I'm like, I have to get there before I die.
Yeah.
Is the problem. Like, I almost, right now, if someone was like, here's enough money to just go on a trip wherever, I almost want to go back to Asia or back to Europe because there's just so much to see. And I have liked what I've already seen and done. So I'm kind of like, oh, I want to, like, experience, you know. So that's kind of where I'm at. I feel like maybe if I could go other places in like Southeast Asia is so nice. I would for sure enjoy going back to China at some point in life, maybe, if that's possible.
Because you're going to take me.
I could take Micah. I wouldn't mind going to France. I don't know if I need Paris, but I think like everyone always talks about how the south of France is just so gorgeous. Yeah. And I'm like, I mean, I guess I'd go to Paris if I was all the way there, but I'm like, I'm not like someone who's always like dreamed of going to Paris.
That's fair.
Nairobi is literally using my touchscreen right now. I knew she was smart. Do not turn off our podcast.
That's hilarious.
Girlfriend.
Just scrolling up.
She's scrolling on my laptop. Okay. She's done. So maybe like Paris or Spain. I don't know. I think I'd be okay with going somewhere, maybe England, you know, because that's really close.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Okay. So hold on. And then I wouldn't mind also, I don't know.
I wouldn't mind going really anywhere in the world.
List them all. I was like going to think of other Asian countries. I don't know. I've heard Singapore is like amazing.
No.
I don't know. It's, I don't have any like on the horizon, and I don't just have like money sitting there for a trip. So I feel like it would have to be very intentional.
That's why it's like, here's your dream job. Okay. Not job.
My dream job is to go to Hawaii and lay on the beach. No, I think I would probably pick, realistically, if I was given some money for sure, I think maybe probably another European country next.
That's fair.
Probably.
I'm going to say two. So, like, if someone's just like, here's money, pick somewhere. I'm going to say Antarctica because most expensive place to get to.
That's
and
insane.
I want to cross off all seven continents. And so if someone wants to sponsor me for that trip.
You have to become a scientist.
Let me know. I'll let you know my Venmo. but, yeah, I would love to go to Australia. I mean, oh my gosh.
Is that your second one?
My brain.
Is that your second one at least?
Antarctica. Well, that one's already like in the works, but No, my other one I was going to say
and for those reasons, I would love to go to Australia because it's so hard to get to and the most expensive place to ever be.
Guys, it's almost 11 p.m. I would love to go to Australia. My brain turns off at 8. I'm in Antarctica. My other one I was going to say.
Back to me. Never be stopped. Touching.
I really want to do a combo trip, which is, this is also three countries in one, but I want to do like Israel, Jordan, and Egypt, do like more of a biblical
I forgot tour. I wanted to do that. But I want to do that too.
You can. I like, I have a Google Doc that has it all planned out and like budgeted and everything. I just need the money to go and other people who are ready to go too, which we have a little group that has said, let's go, but we all need money. I appreciate all right. it.
It seems like a good time to shut it down. We're like, good morning. And we're sitting here trying to stay awake,
laying in bed, trying not to fall asleep.
I don't even know how much of this I can use.
You're going to use it all. So please like, comment, subscribe.
They can't do those things on here. I don't think.
You can subscribe to a podcast.
Oh, yeah, you can. Mine says, like, follow. I guess that's the same thing. Oh, my gosh,
it's the same thing. But anyway, let us know where your drink trip is.
All right. Have an amazing day. I wish you happy trails. No, really. I hope that you get your dream.
Seriously,
Micah will go with you. No.
No, but yes.
I really hope that if you have a dream destination, that it comes true one day.
Make it and happen.
If not, enjoy a nice staycation. All right. We're going to go now.
Bye.
Thank you again for listening to another episode of the podcast. If you want to give feedback on this topic, share other topics you want to hear about, or share what you're grateful for, you can follow the Instagram page, Morning by Morning Podcast. I would love to hear from you. Remember to find something to be grateful for today.